Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Conflict boils over again as rebel group M23 captures key cities in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. We'll tell you what's behind it and how you can be praying. Then, Door International raises translation consultants to help bring God's word to one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. We'll explain what that means in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where this week the Rwandan-backed rebel group M23 captured Goma and other key cities. Government leaders of the DRC called Goma's fall a declaration of war by Rwanda. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations explains how it goes back to the 1994 Rwandan genocide.
And so the M23 is led by ethnic Tutsis. And so they say that their objective is to protect the rights of their minority from, of course, the Hutu that are in the area.
Another factor that breeds conflict is the DRC's extraordinary wealth of natural resources. As millions of Congolese pay the price, it's a chance for the global church to be the hands and feet of Christ.
The church doesn't have to stand on the sidelines just because there's war. It's one of the great frustrations I have is the more chaotic and unstable places get, the church passes and they let the UN do it. I say the body of Christ should be leading the charge and should be responsibly engaging to helping these precious people that are suffering right now.
Many of the Congolese are our brothers and sisters in Christ. So ask God where your place in their story is.
Unknown Nations is involved in that area. We'd be happy to facilitate connections so that people can be a part of it.
Elsewhere, Syria and Jordan are pledging cooperation on topics ranging from border security to energy supply as Christians in both countries remain uncertain of their future.
Oftentimes, when we talk about a new normal, we're not really sure what that new normal is going to look like.
That's Samuel from Redemptive Stories, and he says among Syrian Christians, there's widespread concern over the new leader's history with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but Ahmed al-Sharaa has pledged peace with Christians.
And I think they have to because of the realities of the needs that they have to rebuild the country. They need international investment, and that's not going to happen if they go too Islamic.
Despite this, doubt remains.
The question is, how long will they hold that line before they rebuild things? You know, when the country is back on its own two feet, will they then take another turn?
Regardless of direction, Samuel says he and his ministry partners will take spiritual opportunities at every bend in the road. Fostering reconciliation is a key ministry focus. Samuel hopes that reconciliation programs will be a springboard for true forgiveness.
When we talk about emotional health, it creates opportunities to then really talk about the ultimate spiritual health of salvation.
Please join us in praying that people in Jordan and Syria would respond to the gospel and pray that God's peace would reconcile warring groups. And finally, you have God's Word at your fingertips in countless ways, whether through a traditional print Bible, audio Bible, or Bible app. But deaf communities aren't quite so privileged. Rob Myers of Door International reminds us,
there's almost 400 different sign languages. Less than half of them have active translation projects started yet.
There's a collective effort underway to produce more sign language Bible translations.
Everybody recognizes that we need to increase the speed that sign language translation is happening at. And no matter what, we need to make sure that we keep or increase the quality of translation. It's super critical that it be good quality because you're setting theology for generations to come.
Translation consultants play a critical role in the process. Door prepares deaf and hearing translation consultants.
One of the goals that we have over this next year is to reduce and really streamline that training down into a 3-year training process. We'd love to see particularly deaf translation consultants be trained and deployed into the field because they connect the best with other deaf teams.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
This is a significant endeavor. It's going to require some focused time from our leaders. So we ask people to pray that they would be able to maintain that focus.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.